Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Startup Daily, episode 909, How to Create a Vision Board for Your Business, part 1, by Tanya Kendrick with SmartMoneyMamas.com. And I'm Dan, I am your host, and welcome back to Optimal Startup Daily, or welcome for the first time if you're new here. This is the podcast where I simply read articles to you each day, and those articles cover business and entrepreneurship. We try to keep them on the shorter side, usually about 5 to 10 minutes a day. And since today's post is a little longer than normal, I'm going to read the first half right now and then finish up the rest for you in tomorrow's episode. So let's get right to part one now and start optimizing your life. How to Create a Vision Board for Your Business, Part 1, by Tanya Kendrick with SmartMoneyMamas.com. Does creating a vision board for your business seem a little woo-woo? It might feel that way at first, but visualization is a powerful exercise that can help you achieve your goals. It has been used by everyone from professional athletes to Hollywood celebrities to everyday people. Creating a vision board for your business is a tangible form of visualization. Maybe you have trouble achieving your business goals, or maybe the lists of dates and to-do items that you often see in traditional goal setting leave you feeling overwhelmed or uninspired. A vision board, sometimes called a dream board, lets you approach goals creatively, with a big-picture mindset. When you visualize your ideal business, your dream work life, or your biggest income goals, you are priming your mind to achieve them. What exactly is a vision board? The most basic definition of a vision board is that it's a collection of images, quotes, and symbols that have meaning to you and that represent something you want to achieve. A vision board is a tool that helps you see your goals. Using visual images can help you define your goals and focus on them in a different way than simply writing them out. It can help you see the big picture in your business. The power of a vision board. The act of creating a vision board helps you hone in on what you really want. Before making your board, you might have a general idea of your long-term goals, but in choosing the images and other pieces to include on your board, you'll develop a tangible image of your desired result. When you look at your vision board, take a moment to visualize yourself having achieved all the goals and dreams that you put on your board. When you do that often enough, those images become embedded in your subconscious. You're more likely to achieve your goals when they are top of mind. When you see your vision board every day, you will find yourself thinking about your goals on a regular basis. Your vision board can help to keep you motivated through tough times. You can look at your vision board for an instant reminder of why you're working hard now and what you stand to gain from forging on through the struggles. What should I put on my vision board? The simple answer is anything that motivates and inspires you. Most vision boards include a combination of images and inspirational words. Images. Images are the most common item found on vision boards. They can be photos, drawings, mind maps, sketches, or anything else that has some meaning to you. For example, if freedom to work from anywhere in the world is one of your goals, you might include pictures of someone typing on a laptop near the ocean in a tropical locale. One of my long-term goals is to have an outdoor office, so my vision board includes a photo of a poolside gazebo. It's not the exact gazebo that I want, but it represents the goal that I'm working toward. Inspiring quotes and messages. Inspiration is different for everyone. You might choose to include inspirational Bible verses or words of encouragement from industry leaders or historical figures. Motivational quotes you find on social media can be a great addition. Or how about testimonials or nice comments from clients or peers? You might also include affirmations and your word of the year. If you have vision, mission, or values statements for your business, write them out and include them on your board. Seeing those statements on a daily basis will help ensure that your goals stay in tune with your why. My vision board includes the phrases, "Do it scared," from Ruth Sukup, and "Progress over perfection." Both reminders to step out of my comfort zone and just do it. Creating a vision board for your business. Business goals are one of the most common topics of vision boards. You probably started your business because you wanted to create a better life for yourself and your family. it's likely one of your driving motivations, which makes it the perfect focus for a vision board. Know what you want to achieve. In order to achieve what you want, first you have to know what you want. When you're creating your vision board for your business, consider the following questions. 1. What does your ideal workday look like? 2. Who is your perfect client? 3. What kinds of products do you want to produce? 4. What projects do you love? And 5. Where will your office be, and what does it look like? Look for images, words, and other items that represent your ideal business day, your perfect client, and your ultimate dream job. Create a list of long-term goals. If you don't have written goals, then grab a notebook or a large piece of paper and start brainstorming. List everything you want to do or accomplish in the next 1 to 5 years. Then narrow that list down to a few big things that you really want to focus on. Maybe you want to create a course, or have a book traditionally published, or be able to join an expensive mastermind group. To be continued. You just listened to part one of the post titled How to Create a Vision Board for Your Business by Tanya Kendrick with SmartMoneyMamas.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business, and it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And thank you so much to Tanya for letting us share this post today. Tanya is actually a guest writer for Smart Money Mamas, which is Chelsea Brennan's site. And she is an author we've heard from before. And aside from that, she's an entrepreneur at solopreneurdiaries.com, where she helps solopreneurs grow their side hustle and startup businesses by teaching them how to create and execute strategies, hone their marketing skills, and level up their productivity. So again, thanks so much to Tanya and Chelsea for providing today's post, which we are going to finish up for you tomorrow in part two. So thanks so much to you for joining us today, and be sure to be back tomorrow for the rest of this great post. And that is where your optimal life awaits.